for my father, who gifted me the art of storytelling, a spark that became a fire in my chest. Without you, I wouldn't be here. I'm not just living my dream. I'm living it for both of us. You never got the chance to chase your dreams. Violence stole your potential before the world could see it. But with every word I write, I carry you forward. You live in every page, in every line, in every place my stories travel to. You are my quiet compass, my invisible wing. And when the world sees me, they see us both. We're flying up there together, Daddy. You are not alone. You are seen. I am with you. You are not alone. Shonda Rhimes. 1. Still waters run deep. Paisley. My stomach is growling. It's impossible not to hear it in the silence, but no one looks over. It's right before dawn. Most of the people in the bus are still asleep. I carefully bend forward to dig my smartphone out of my bag without waking up the person next to me. Over the last 16 hours, we've hardly exchanged a word. His shabby pinstripe suit, which seems about 2 sizes too large, suggests that he's a businessman. Maybe not the most successful businessman. I mean, this Minneapolis to Aspen bus isn't exactly the epitome of comfort. But it's good enough for me. It's bringing me farther, taking me away to safety. My bag falls back into the footwell when the bus jerks over a bump. I glance at my phone. 7:17 a.m. It can't be much longer. My stomach is full of butterflies, and they've made it all the way to my fingertips. When I lean forward to try and peep through the yellowed bus curtains, the window fogs up. Warm streetlights shine across rippling snow. Rows of little cabins, one after the other, here and there a lighted window. My glance wanders farther, across the snowy roofs toward a tall white bell tower. It'll be a new beginning, a leap into the unknown. I'll be on my own, but that doesn't bother me at all. It's always been that way, and always will. Above our heads, the ceiling lights flicker on before casting their buttery yellow glow throughout the bus. After 2 more curves, the loudspeaker begins to crackle, and the driver's monotone voice comes through. In a few minutes, we'll be reaching Aspen. This is the last stop. Please get off the bus and remember to take your belongings with you. Thank you. With a deep sigh, I pick my ice skates up off the floor, press them to my chest, and look out the window. Before me, Aspen's snow-covered peaks tower into the sky as if trying to reach the clouds. So this is it. My new home. The opportunity of a lifetime. The bus stops and the doors open. Cold air slams into my face as I shoulder my jute bag, dig my fingers into the white leather of my skates, and step out into the open air behind the few other passengers. The snow crunches beneath my winter boots. Between the wildly whirling flakes here and there, I can make out individual streetlights. The air is pure and clear. It smells of freedom. Peace. Aspen is exactly what I imagined it would be. Magical. Strands of my blonde hair tickle my cheek as I tug my woolen cap farther down over my ears and begin to stomp through the snow. My stomach starts growling again. It's got to be at least a day since I've eaten anything. Most recently, before. No, I'm not going to think about it. It's over. I refuse to allow this venom to poison my happiness and ruin it like a drop of oil in clean water. The white sky is streaked with pink to announce the breaking day. Now I can see rows of little cabins across the middle of the mountains, as if they'd just sprung out of Santa's village.